Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from United Denomination of Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagwood Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident pastor of the Abbey Branch in Dawenia, off the Dawenia-Afienia Link Road. He oversees many churches both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Welcome to Active Word, where the word is alive.
Excited because it is testimony time. I have a testimony here from a brother, and he has titled it Experiencing Unusual Blessings Under the Ministry of our Anointed Pastor Bishop Sam. Your blessings will be unusual. It will be uncommon. Amen. He says, I want to testify of how I have enjoyed certain blessings since I became a committed member of this church and I joined a ministry and even went further to start a branch upon the instruction of our pastor, Bishop Sam. Oh, you should be excited. He said, I joined a ministry following the teachings by Bishop Sam to do something in the house of the Lord. One day, sometime last year, Bishop Sam called me and gave me a blessed opportunity to start a branch. I obeyed and I started. At that time, I didn't understand why. But since I obeyed, I have practically enjoyed some unusual blessings and favor. If you obey the instructions of your father, you will enjoy unusual blessings. Amen. It says sometime last year in May 2017, I got a fully funded educational trip to South Africa. Not only that, 5 months later, that was in October the same year, I was further enrolled by my company in a Harvard management training program in the United States of America. He says, to the glory of God, during this management program, I was adjudged by my managers and heads of departments as the best Harvard student for that year in my company. I think you should be excited for that. Just by obeying his father, look at the blessings that has come his way. He says that, I believe this is the doing of the Lord, and that these blessings have come because of one thing and one opportunity Bishop Sam gave me to start a church. I continue to see some doors of unusual blessings opening to me, and I believe they are all connected to what I am doing in the house of the Lord. I want to use this opportunity to encourage others to be committed and find something to do in church. In addition, open up and receive prophecies and teachings and instructions of our pastor and our bishop. As you do this, you will receive breakthroughs, blessings that are mind-blowing. He says, God bless you, Bishop Sam. Hallelujah. The brother finished his testimony by preaching. He said, if you obey and you open yourself to the prophecies, you open yourself to the teachings of our father, then the blessings that will come to you will be uncommon, will be unusual. Right now, our father is ready to speak to us. He's ready to prophesy to us. Open yourself up and your life will not be the same. With a standing ovation, with a joy, with a shout, let's put our hands together as our sister ministers to us and our father preaches to us.
Thus saith the Lord, consider your ways, oh yeah. Go out to the mountains and bring the woods and build the house of God. I will take pleasure, I'll be glorified in it. This is my will for you, oh my child. I will build my house upon this rock, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Will you build my church? Will you build my house? Will you be like Nehemiah and build the house of God? I will build your church, I will build your house. I will be like Nehemiah and build the house of God. I will build your house. Thank you. and bag of holes, searching for much but getting so very little. Oh, you have sown so much but reap so little. Because of my house that lieth waste, you dwell in your own house, but my house is not big. It is time to build my house. Oh, my child, I will build my house upon this rock, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Will you build my church? Will you build my house? Will you be like Nehemiah and build the house of God? I will build your church, I will build your house, I will be like Nehemiah and build the house of God. I will build your house. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I will build your house. Building, 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 build the house of God. Of God, like Ezra and Nehemiah, and in the days of Zechariah, just like Zerubbabel, I'll be building your house. Oh, ooh, I will build your house. I will build my house upon rock, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and what you find on earth is bound in heaven.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Father, for today. We give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I'm going to introduce a very powerful topic for today. And for this month, that's what we're going to talk about. I am going to start this series for this month. And the message of the title is in the book that Bishop has written, Name It, Claim It, and Take It.
Hey. You
didn't hear what I said.
Take it.
I said what?
Name it.
Do you have some things to name? Are you sure? Do you have some things to claim? And you have some things to take? I see you taking everything that belongs to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. It is a very, very important topic, and I believe that as Christians, we all need to know how to operate in this very important principle. The Christian life is a life of faith. And name it, claim it, and take it.
Yes, I name it, claim it, take it.
It's actually the practice of faith. This is how to practice your faith. Because faith without works is what? Faith without works is what?
Dead.
Faith without works is dead. A man without a spirit is what?
Dead.
So faith without works is also dead.
And the
way to practice your faith is to be able to Name what you want.
And then say, "Obe bo adi a open, obe body."
Claim what you want.
Now what me aje?
And take what you want.
Now what farako?
It is very, very, very important.
Ehun hia pa.
People think that words are for communication.
Because what you say, insem yadi kasa treni papa.
And speaking is for communication.
And I see kasa.
Actual communication. But can I ask you a question?
Maybe so, assembly.
The first time that God spoke, that let there be light, who was there?
Who was there?
If words are for communication, then who was God communicating with? Because God said, let there be.
And then,
he said, let there be.
Okay.
Who was he speaking to? There was nobody around.
No,
and yet he spoke.
That's okay.
That means that words are not the first thing about words. It's not for communication, but for creation. It's not for communication. It's for creation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Before communication.
And son, how they are born.
That's why you must know that what you say is very important. And what you name into your life is
now,
very important. That is why all these are part of faith. That is faith in action. The Bible has said that in Hebrews 10:38. Now, the just shall live by faith. How many of you are just here today? A just person is somebody who has put the name of God upon himself, has accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and personal Savior, and has agreed to live by the word of God. So how many of you are just here? Okay, some of you are not too sure. You have to be sure after service. But the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. It means that if the just person stops walking by faith, God will not be pleased with that person. That is why Hebrews 11:6 says, Without faith, everybody say, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So when you are singing, to be pleasing you, pleasing you, this is all I really want to do, to be pleased. Pleasing you, this is all I really want to do. And without, you want to please God, what are you using to please? What's it? Without faith. The Bible didn't say that without love. It didn't say without love.
Bible and can't say or don't come on.
Bible says we should love ourselves. But it didn't say without love. It didn't say without holiness. It says without faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So faith is very important. In fact, Abraham was counted to be righteous, not because he even accepted Jesus Christ as Lord, his personal Savior. He was counted to be righteous because he believed in God.
Abraham,
and that belief in God was a certain act of faith, which was counted to him for righteousness. And what was that faith? Abraham believed when it was impossible. He believed when it was impossible. You see, have you ever believed when it is impossible? It is easy to believe when it is possible.
I
tell you, it is always easy to believe when it is possible. That ain't faith. Believing when it is not possible. When there is no hope. When humanly speaking, there's nothing you can do. When the doctors have told you that everything is gone, nothing can be done.
Doctors,
nothing is gone, you can never give birth. And then you go and sleep with your husband. And then after 6 weeks, you start vomiting. You start spitting around. You start having some feverish feelings. And you think you have malaria. And then you go to the hospital. They say you don't have any members of parliament in you. That's MPs in you. You don't have any MPs in you. Then they realize that, you said, but what is wrong with me? Then they tell them, ah, it looks as if you are pregnant. It looks as if you are pregnant. May this be somebody's story right now. Wait, in the name of Jesus.
I said, me.
But they've told me I can't be pregnant. How come I'm pregnant? When it is impossible. Bible said that Abraham had the situation when it was so impossible. But when God told him that I will do, he didn't doubt. He believed God. And the Bible said, because of that, he was seen as a righteous person. Hey! So faith can make you please God so much. Listen to what happened to Abraham. Romans 4:21-22. He said, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. And therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness. That is faith. That is faith. That is faith. And we are supposed to always walk by faith. As Christians. There's no time you can say, let's put faith aside. Putting faith aside, that let's put God aside.
Hallelujah.
So we need faith to be able to please God. And you will see that throughout the Bible,
what kind of Bible?
The people who were blessed by God, who received miracles, were people of faith. They were not just people who were going to church. Who were singing in the choir. Who were preaching the word. But people of faith. Throughout the Bible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And let me give you a few examples in the Bible. In the story of the woman with the issue of blood. Some of you have heard that story before. She had her healing, isn't it? And you read from Mark chapter 5 verse 34 somewhere. Jesus said that after everything, Jesus said, daughter,
Jesus said, Baba,
your faith has made thee whole. So Jesus was telling us what healed the woman.
Jesus said, near a man
was not that she touched Jesus. Because you remember when Jesus asked them, who touched me? Peter responded.
Peter can say,
come on. Okay. So many people following you, touching you. And you are asking us this question. What sort of question is this? Even Peter had just stabbed Jesus' back a few minutes ago. So when Jesus said, who touched me? He was very confused. You see, so you see that it wasn't just a normal touch. It wasn't just the touch. It was the faith in the touch. Yeah. Not just the touch. It was the faith in the touch. Some of you have romantic touch. You should have faith touch, not romantic touch. You should have faith touch. So
I
said, daughter, your faith.
I say, Baba,
it's your faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus took notice of the fact that the woman had faith. Do you remember blind man Bartimaeus?
What kind of Bartimaeus?
Do you remember? He was blind and he wanted healing. And he received his healing. His eyes opened. He couldn't see, but he could see. But look at what Jesus said in Mark 10:52. The reason for his
healing.
Said, thy faith. Thy faith. Not thy going to church. You see, I will tell you why coming to church is important. Because there's one thing about faith. And that is faith grows.
And it's a GDA.
That's why you should come to church. We'll talk about it later. But say, thy faith has made thee whole.
Agile.
Another time,
Emrebiso,
the woman with the alabaster box of ointment. When she broke it, Jesus said, thy faith had saved thee. Go in peace. Have you heard Jesus saying that your love has saved you? Have you heard anything about money? Have you heard anything about holiness? He said, thy faith. Thy faith. I just wonder how you can have faith in God and not walk in holiness. But thy faith. From now here, there's no holiness, faith.
See, I'm about to say,
how can you have faith in God, a holy God, and not be walking holiness? Hallelujah. And so, coming back, the 10 lepers, after they have been healed, when one returned to Jesus, what did Jesus say? Say, arise. Go die because pleases God. One day Jesus was having a service.
Not Jesus, oh yeah, sorry.
And some people had a paralyzed person that they wanted to be healed. The ushers told them that they were not well dressed, and Jesus was not. The church was full. They couldn't come in. And so they decided that we shall do something uncommon. They decided to rip off the roof of the church. Removed it. They became armed robbers. Removed the roof and removed the ceiling. But then they realized, when they heard, they thought it was raining, so they didn't mind. But then they realized that human beings were coming from there. They were like ninjas. Then they dropped the paralyzed person. The Bible said, and when he saw their faith,
Na Bible say, oh, omu GDA no.
When he said, Jesus didn't see commotion.
Yes, when who said BB say,
he didn't see confusion.
When who said BB atochima,
he saw faith.
Oh, GDA.
You know, some of you, when people are coming to give offering,
people
are serving the Lord,
and almost some
people are doing things for God,
and almost yen yamabia manyankopon.
You see other things. But God sees faith. He saw their faith. When Christ looked at you this morning, will he see any faith in you? Any faith in you? Even small rain. You couldn't walk through it to church. But Jesus saw. So you can see faith. That this is faith in action. That is why sometimes when you go to church and the church is empty, consider there is no faith in the church.
There's
no faith. So Jesus saw their faith. He didn't see their money. Sometimes when you are giving your offering, what does Jesus see? Does he see your offering? He sees faith in action. Because offering without faith is good for the church to build. And you should continue doing that. I will say don't. But you have to have faith in your offering. Why do you give offering in church and not expect to receive? Why? Because you are giving offering in church to receive. And so you need to make sure that you receive what you have come for. Never give without expecting from God. After a while, you are sowing because his word says that give and it's more blessed to give than to receive. Give and shall be given to you has to do with forgiveness. Forgiveness. But offering, it's more blessed to give than to receive. And say, cast your bread upon waters, and after many days it will
fine.
To Wabodo, Gunsuneni. Nada chibi.
Unsa beka.
To Wabodo,
Gunsuneni. Nada chibi. Unsa beka.
To Wabodo, Gunsuneni. Nada chibi. Cast your bread. Bible says, in the morning, sow your seed. In the evening, withhold not your hand. For you don't know whether shall prosper. Whether this or that. That means in the first offering, sow your seed. In the second offering, sow your seed. In the breakthrough offering, sow your seed. In the envelope giving, sow your seed. In the tithe that has been given, sow your seed. Well, you don't know whether of this one. Whether of these ones shall prosper. So when you are doing it, do it with faith. Honestly, I never give to anybody without expecting to receive. Not from the person.
What's
the point? That's why I sow.
Anytime
I say something in my heart, that Lord, he says he gives seed to the sower to sow. So that you reap. Are you understand what I'm saying? So don't do things without faith. I don't expect anything from God. After all, who am I? Stop talking like that. You see, the Bible said the expectations of the righteous shall not be cut off. But you don't expect anything from God. So what are you? What is going to come into your life? Zero. Amen.
Amen.
So faith in action. Name it, claim it,
and
take it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we all know what faith is, isn't it? Faith is what you don't have, but you know God says you have. You don't have it. But you know God says you have. So it means you don't have it physically. But you have it spiritually. That is faith. Are you here? Many of you don't have certain things. But you have. Michael, do you know you have a house? Even the way she said. Do you know you have a
car?
You have chosen to walk to church. But you have a car.
Wow.
The only thing that you don't have it physically. But you have it. But faith is what will make the car become a reality.
Yes.
Faith.
GDA.
It's what will make the car become a reality.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know you have a wife? Sylvester, do you know you have a wife? You have finished school long ago. Do you know you have a wife? Where is she?
Away.
Faith to speak out.
Yeah. Somebody is claiming one plot church. Yeah. You have
Who?
You have.
Who?
As a person sitting next to you, do you know you have a bank account in dollars?
Besides your team, just only saw a bank account in dollars.
You see how you are laughing. You see how you are laughing. You yourself, you are shocked.
One kasampua yon one.
That's why you didn't. You see, some of you, if I were you, I'd be angry with the person because the person didn't even bother to look at your face. The person feels that Opa, this bank account, it doesn't concern you. Look, if the person doesn't ask you that question, get up and stand up for the person. You know you have bank account in dollars. In dollars.
Only say our bank account at dollars negum.
It is not there, but it is there. What will make it come?
Then
what will make it come?
Then
is what? Faith.
Eye GDA.
Faith.
Eye GDA.
Are you understand me, Doji? Faith.
Eye GDA.
And many of us, the things that we have.
Yemu webre nyoma yewo no.
Bible say eye has not seen.
Bible say eni hu
ye. No ear heard.
Asoso
nte. The things that are God has prepared for us.
Nyoma nyankopo esiesi amayen.
You need to bring it into your life.
Esa unfa mbra bra bum.
And the more impossible it is,
now say they are ain't me nyaho,
the more qualified you are to get it.
And no more na eso hu se nyankopo beti nyama na
baba. If it is possible, then what is God?
Say beti mi ayo dia and say nyankopo.
Do you remember the man who went to ask for money from a secretary?
Nyoko bisa secretary is
when she he went, you saw the secretary say, can I have 5 cedis?
Oh, who secretary say me pay 5 cedi?
When the secretary took it, him to the head to the boss, he said, please, I want 500 cedis.
Ask you pay 500 cedis.
He said, you are lying.
I said,
no, it would be an insult to ask for 500. You are the secretary. That's how I ask for 5 cedis. But the boss. I said, today we are going to what? The boss.
And
the
boss
himself. Faith is believing the boss.
Hey.
Stop believing secretaries and people around and believe the boss. The boss. Stop believing angels and believe the boss himself. The boss
day.
Go to the boss.
Go to the boss.
Go to the boss. And tell the boss. If I look at the way you are. How marvelously and wonderfully you are on your throne. I cannot ask you for a tico.
Tico.
I cannot ask you for tico.
Tico.
I can only ask you for a
brand new
Mercedes-Benz.
New brand new.
Hey. Some of you go to God as you are talking to the secretary.
Hey.
You see, faith,
GDA.
Bible said it calls. So faith is it is not there, but it is there. It is there in the realm of the spirit. And there's a process to make the spiritual become a reality. That process is faith. To make the spiritual become a reality. Everything you see existed first in the realm of the spirit. Some of you, I can see a man. Handsome. Ready to say, do you take this woman to be your lovely wedded wife? Ready to say with this deep, sweet baritone voice. I do. The voice should be ringing like that. But where is he?
Where is he?
It's in the realm of the spirit. Baritone voice.
Yes.
I do. It's in a buffer church. That's the bad guy is there. He's waiting for you.
Okay.
You know why he hasn't come? You have stopped practicing your faith. Amen.
Amen.
So you have to keep practicing your faith. Faith is things that you are believing but you can't see. But God has told you they are there. You are sick. You want your healing. They say you can't have your healing. But God says you are healed. Which one are you going to believe? Faith is choosing to believe what God is saying, not what you are seeing, not what you are hearing, and not what is.
You see,
not what is the truth. You see, there's only one truth. All others are facts. It is a fact that the doctor says you have cancer. But the truth is that by his stripes you are healed. Only one truth. And I say you shall know that one truth. And that one truth shall make you whole. That's one truth. The Bible says, let all men be liars. Let all doctors be liars. Let all circumstances be liars. Let your feelings be liars. and let God be true.
Na nyankopon kwa nye no kware for.
And that's why Bible will ask, whose report will you believe?
It is Bible say why asem na obegye edi.
It is a fact. It is a fact asem. That you don't have that money.
Say uni say scan.
But the truth.
Nanso no kware no.
The truth.
No kware no.
Is that you have it.
And they say oh.
So make the truth come to pass.
It is magic manu.
Make the truth make you free.
Manu kware no.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then finally for today.
We are blessed.
For today, we have communion also today. Bible says that there's no one Bible who is a Christian who can say, I don't have faith. There's nobody. Bible says, for everybody, God has given a measure of faith.
Romans 12 verse 3.
Everyone has been given a measure of faith. And this is very important because it's going to determine the practicing of our faith. Everyone is given a measure of faith. The Bible says that according to the verse, the last phrase, according as God has dealt to every man, the measure of faith.
Bible say,
look, there's an amount of faith in everybody. Even when you came to church, how did you know that when you sat in the church, it will not fall? It will not break. Because you have not sat in it, you didn't sit in it last yesterday. You don't even know who came to put it there, whether it was a trap. But you sat on it and you believe that it will not break. It is a certain kind of faith and trust. You have a measure of faith. Everybody has a measure of faith. And that's why that faith must grow. It must increase. Hallelujah. You have a measure. And you see, if you have a measure, you have to make it grow in measures. That means that in the practicing of your faith, don't say things that you can't handle. I mean, you don't know how to drive. And you are using faith. In the name of Jesus, by tomorrow, I'll be driving an articulated truck. Do you know how long it takes to acquire licenses?
When you say the AG license,
and to know how to drive. So you don't practice faith by heart. You have to practice faith according to your measure. According to the measure. Levels of faith. If you go on further, maybe next week we'll see. You see, we have great faith, little faith, small faith, and all kind of faiths. Yeah. According to the measure. That means, let me tell you something. If you are not able to have faith, in the 10 cities you have, that if I sow this
10,
I can believe God for 20. Don't bother to believe God for anything. I'm waiting till I get 40. I'm waiting till I get 500. You will not give. No. It's the measure. That is why if your tithe is 5 cedis and you have not learned to pay your 5 cedis at
tithe,
don't be believing of a dollar what account. Even 5 cedis you can't give dollar account as tithe.
So 5 cedis crown to me master with two.
And you are talking about dollar account.
No.
You have to learn to move from city. Yeah. You see, the measure you have, exercise it now. Sometimes when we are taking off, you say 100 Ghana. You know that you can never give 1,000 cedis in the church. But 100 you can give and walk home. But you will never give that
100.
But you are, when I said that, I see your car parked there. You didn't even see a Kia Picanto, is it Kia?
Picanto.
You didn't even see a Kia Picanto.
Kia Picanto.
You saw a V8 Land Cruiser.
Oh, V8 there. Land Cruiser.
Meanwhile, that 100 seats you can't give.
Now, sir, 100 seats in one man.
So the measure you have,
it is kakrana one.
Practice it.
Fire Juma.
Use it.
Fire Juma.
Yes. Sometimes I used to do karate.
Now me hear karate.
Why are you laughing? Yeah, you don't believe me. Okay. And you know, we fight in belts.
Yeah, the belts now.
You've done some before. Yeah. But I didn't fight for belts. I was just doing it for fun. But if you want to go into it, I'm sure I went to blue belt. Sure. I know you won't believe it, so I won't say anything. But some believe. You can't fight somebody who is above your weight. Or your
range. No.
They won't even allow you to fight it.
Amen.
So your faith, start practicing it from today.
Fire Juma Sisiya.
Some of you, when you come for envelopes, it's supposed for you to practice your faith.
I wish
there was any other way. But there's no other way apart from practicing your faith. Have you not seen when God saw a widow woman?
Yes, whom?
You do know who a widow woman is? Her husband is dead. Then she was poor. Then all his food was finished. And God wanted to make her rich. If you were God, what would you do? Wouldn't you give her money?
Give her money.
But didn't you see what God did? What did God do to her?
Then
you know her. What did God do for her? The widow woman, God wanted to make her rich. Do you know her? You don't know her. But if it were you, give her money. Is that not so? Good. Do you know her? You also don't know her. Do you know her? You know her, Mrs. Pepra. What did God do?
God used what she had.
God told her to do something. What did God tell her to do?
God asked her to give her what?
God wickedly looked at this poor woman's face. And say, practice your faith. Practice your faith.
Because
I cannot do anything without faith. And God said, what you have, go and give it to the man. What a wicked God. You see, God wanted to bless. That's the only way God
blessed.
What you have, go and give it to the man. Practice your faith. But you, what you have kept it. And you want more. That is, you won't get anything. So the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. Tell your friend the just shall live by faith. Say, from today,
if we are miracle,
we have what God says we have. Who God says we are. We are going to walk in the way God says we should walk. Because we are going to use our faith to call those things that be not as though they were. Without faith. So, name it. What are you naming?
Then I offer.
Claim it. What are you claiming?
Then I OJ.
And take it. What are you taking?
Then I offer.
What are you taking? Next then week, God willing.
Now what you hear by
look, you? After this month.
If he, now what you we
after econo. This month, dear.
If he busum we econo.
Something should happen.
Amen. We have to see something.
We have to see signs. But then even faith doesn't depend on signs. Is there anybody who is in a problem and think that this is too a very wild problem? You are the reason why I'm preaching the message today. You are the reason why I am preaching today. That you continue to believe God. Bible says it's not by might. It's not by power. This mountain, that problem, I see it. I see mountains removing. I see problems removing. I see sicknesses leaving bodies. I see mountains, financial mountains leaving. Marital mountains leaving. Mountains that do not make you sleep. I see them being cast out in the name of Jesus. I see valleys becoming plain. I see God making straight path for your feet. You have struggled in walking a path because of there's so many impediments on the way. But I see God removing it from the way. One by one. You see them today, tomorrow you shall look for them and they shall not be there in the name of Jesus. As you believe, it is coming to pass in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. In closing, you are here today. Deep down in your heart. You are not sure whether you are saved. You don't know whether you are born again or not. You are not sure that you are born again. And you want to say, Pastor, I want to be saved. I want to be born again. I want to go to heaven when I die. And I want God to forgive me of my sins. So, Pastor, pray for me. Pray for me to be born again. Pray for me to be saved. You are here. You want me to pray for you to give your life to Jesus. Say this with me. Say, Dear Lord Jesus. I thank you for today. I believe in my heart. That Jesus Christ. Is the Son of God. I confess with my mouth. That Jesus. Is Lord. From today. I take Jesus. Into my heart. As my Lord. And my personal Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That just as I am. You have accepted me. As your child. From today. I am yours. And you are mine. In Jesus' name. Amen. Mr. Munkampai, we need to say, Radiesu. Medawase. Sawajemi. Enne. Medemihomau. For me boning in a chemi. Natromidin. I won't come home. Said a bayami wua. Anasa oba. Menya dankwa. Medawase. So I am your body for fro. Amen. Are you ready for the communion? The Bible says that the communion has the power to bring life and death. Anything that can give you life has the power to kill you. It also has the power to give you life. And today we are going to take the communion for life. Amen. Are you here with me? We are going to take the communion for life. The Bible says that if you take the communion with sin in your heart, you are taking problems upon yourself. So I want you to pray today. If you know that there's any sin in your life, confess your sins. Know that it is God's body you are going to eat. And pray that as you take this communion today, you'll be blessed. Bow your heads and pray. After you take the communion, you'll be blessed and not be cursed. Thank you, Father. Forgive us of all our sins. Wash us with your blood. And may we take this communion in a worthy manner. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Bless the communion. Bless the table. In Jesus' name. Amen. How many of you believe that this is a very spiritual thing we are doing? How many of you believe the spiritual thing we are doing? This is like medication for your life. There's no sickness that have been diagnosed on you that can survive this medication. Cancer is gone. Blood pressure is gone. Sugar diabetes is gone. Hidden sicknesses are gone. Jaundice, anything, pneumonia, anything hidden to kill you are gone. And then spiritual and emotional problems are also being taken care of. Psychiatric problems are taken care of. This is blessed of God. This is special for you. This is his body that was broken for us. And he blessed it and said, take it. This is my body which is broken for you. His body. The precious healing body of Jesus. Take it. His blood. This blood. If the devil is afraid of anything, it's the blood. He can mess with anything, but not the blood. And this is the blood of Jesus you are taking today. It is marking you for blessings, marking you for glory, marking you for the presence of God in your life, marking you against accident and anything that is planned against your life in the name of Jesus. His blood speaketh for you better things than the blood of Abel. Favor is coming to you. Breakthrough is coming to you in the name of Jesus. His blood, the blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Wow. Just start believing God and thanking God for wonderful blessing he has blessed you today. Wonderful table you have had with him today.
Far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I cherish the old rugged cross.
Your faith as you are living here today
trophy,
has opened doors for you.
Alas,
has healed you. Has made a way for you. Your faith in your God,
to the old
even the God of heaven, the God of our fathers. Your faith in the God of Abraham has made things possible in your life. As you live here today, you are not living here the same as you came today. You are not living with the sickness. You are not living with a problem. Anything that causes you sleepless night, you are not living with it again. You are living here with a blessing. You are living here free. You are living here with a testimony. Living here with a testimony. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And exchange it someday for the cross.
Put your hands together for Jesus, for yourself.
God bless you for listening to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0277-533-108 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0277-533-108. You can also worship with us every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 10 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawania. God bless you. Active Word, where the word is alive.